Show. This is Tracy Mahan, and I'm here with an awesome guest today. But before we get to the guest, let's talk about where to find us in the chat room. So if you're listening and you are not familiar with the show, I do a chat room over on Facebook, and there is a link to that hopefully on your description of the show here on Blog Talk. Just click on that link and it'll take you to the Heart and Soul Radio chat in Facebook. Or you can search Heart and Soul Radio chat in your Facebook. Anyway, so let's go ahead and move on over to the guest. I'm going to read this beautiful thing he wrote up for me today. I'm doing something new. I actually have my guest sitting right next to me, so this will be fun and entertaining. And there's going to be a lot of things going on that you guys don't get because we can see it and you can't. So hang in there. And hello to everyone in the chat room that's already over there. Okay. So today I have Jeff Hall, and Jeff is an artist who does some very unique things. So let me read to you how this all started to happen as I'm part of the story. It's cracking me up. Okay, so in November of 2014, Jeff had a past life regression with me. After the session, I supposedly told him to go home or get out. Okay, this is how he's writing it up. And he was going to draw me a spirit angel. I told him to draw the spirit angel. And so he was like, oh, yeah, right, like he can do that. Okay, so I'm going to dump this piece of paper. I'm going to tell the story my way because he wrote it in as if he was telling it, and it's throwing me off. So anyways, I did. I told Jeff to go start drawing some angels, draw guides, you know, tune into it, see what comes up. And so over in the chat room, what you're going to find is we posted some of those pictures. It is amazing, the work that he does. And so he tunes in and he gets he'll tune into the energy that comes in when he's doing the art. And I'm going to let him tell more of that story. And also, Jeff, I'm going to have you talk to us a little bit about your history of going to school, your story. So instead of just reading a bunch of things, I'm going to have you tell your story. And while you're telling your story, I'm going to make a bunch of key punching noises while I put your website into our chat room. And you're on. Go.
We're live?
We're live.
Oh, no. Hi, everybody. I listened to this show since its inception, so it's a little strange being here, being the special guest. Thank you all for tuning in. And those that listen later, hey, thanks for tuning in, because I sometimes listen later when I can't make it on a day or a night the show's on. So I hope you're all doing well today. I went and had a past life regression from Tracy, as she said, and that kind of got me going into this situation. But before that, I'll back up a little bit. I went to college. I always wanted to be an artist, so I went to art school. And then I thought, well, I might have to get a regular job to support myself. So a friend saw a print. I started working for a prep house printing company and spent 27 years doing some interesting things, but it really wasn't creative for me. So the money was good. It kept me going, but I really kind of lost sight of my soul and my passion. So that career ended and I started painting again, and I had just a fun time doing that. And so I got a website. I met Tracy, bring us up to 2014 in November.
And I think we have Helvy to thank for that.
Yes, we do. I forgot to thank Helvy. Yeah, so another artist friend of mine from Forest Grove, Helvy Smith, wonderful artist, introduced me to Tracy. We went to a group meeting and I was so interested that I thought, you know, I want to do the past life regression. So she regressed me and then at the end told me that I was going to be doing these spirit guide and angel paintings. So
it just gives me chills.
Yeah, you know, I fought it because I thought, there's just no way, that's not in me, I have no ability. Well, guess what, we all have abilities, some of them wake up later,
right?
So there's, I guess the hardest part for me was, as an artist, I'm used to seeing things. I don't see it. It's a knowing. So most of you are probably aware of the Clairs, and Tracy can probably bring them up, but I just get a knowing. So I start working and it just comes along. It's almost like I don't do it. And it's not always in my style either. In fact, the first few pieces that came out, I didn't recognize. I didn't know who did them. I'm just very grateful.
I recognized mine.
She was all excited. Yes. Yeah. She went, oh.
Yeah. And now
she turned a little red.
Why can't I think of the actor?
Nicolas Cage.
Yes. I think mine looks like Nicolas Cage. So I'm all excited. This guy follows me around everywhere. It's awesome. Now I just need him to come in real form.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so we got a lot of people over in the chat room saying hello. So hello back to you guys. And again, let me open up the Blog Talk chat. I'm sorry, guys. I was chatting with Jeff and forgot to do such things. So I will get that open. If you have questions for Jeff, please feel free to call. Now, I'm not saying readings, but questions, and it's 323-642-1397. And we're also going to have Kathy call in, and she's going to talk to us about her experience with her spirit guide painting from Jeff. So when I see that come up, we'll bring her in, Kathy. So, yeah. So, Jeff, what is the process? You sit down, I know with me, I think you had me send you with a picture.
I did.
Yeah.
I did have you send a picture of yourself.
Yeah.
And now I've changed the way that it works. I'm finding out that I could Skype. I like sitting in person when I can, if somebody's close enough. We'll meet for coffee or something, and then we can sit and chat, you know, wherever it's convenient for both of us. Yeah, it's kind of a nice way to get to know people I haven't met before or I've just talked to online. So I might draw and take notes, and they really aren't a drawing, but it's the energy of when I'm with that person that somehow eventually it's sort of like a cosmic note. I don't know how to explain
that. So you do that while you're talking.
I do that while I'm talking, and it really doesn't
make sense. What you guys aren't seeing here is both Jeff and I are very,
we're
very
visual.
Much.
We're moving our hands.
Our hands are moving. Things are happening here. He is doing spirals and squigglies and... And so, yeah, so this gets on paper when you're talking to the person.
Yeah.
And then you take that home and you use that as part of your inspiration for when you get started.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And so I just start drawing or painting, and I kind of tune in and think about that person. And, of course, I ask my angels and guides to help me out. I'm learning now, so it's getting easier. By the way, just an aside, I was told by 3 other psychics after Tracy I would be doing this. And so I finally went, okay, universe, cosmic 2x4, I better pay attention. Maybe there's something
to
this.
Maybe I better do this.
So, yeah, so that's my process of, you know, I just start.
Yeah.
And it's kind of changed the way that I approach my whole way that I do my own art now. It's like I do art that comes from the heart, that things, objects or visual things around me.
Let's tell people how you do your art, because I find your art fascinating. And I'm a little bit spoiled at getting to see your art all the time. You post it. I get to go see it in person. It carries a very magnetic energy. And, you know, if you're looking at Jeff's art, and I did put the links to his website or to his pages on the chat room and Facebook. If you guys could go there and check that out, you'll see what I mean. You get drawn into certain pieces, and it almost like it talks to you. So tell us how you got started and what's your process with your art?
So my process with my art, like I was saying before, kind of changed after doing these spirit guide paintings. I start working and things come in. I allow them to happen. So that's why I named my website Allowing the Light. It started with a painting that I did before, and it just had this amazing energy. And it was one of those paintings that was almost effortless. I really enjoyed doing it. when art is good, it has an energy. So what I'm finding out is people really don't buy my images. They might like an image, but it's a feeling. It's an energy feeling. And I just tuned into how I respond to other people's art.
So when you're doing this, do you think that maybe you're tuning into the person that's going to be buying this art, the one you're making it for?
I believe that now.
Yeah.
That every piece has somebody that it's for. I do believe that. I have a few images that have come through.
I know I tried to steal a few from other people. Sorry.
Yeah, I, you know, I've had some really interesting experiences with just a piece will sit around for 2 years and then somebody has to have it.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of artists, we paint over things over and over, and I'm kind of rethinking it. If I like it, I'm going to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
yeah,
my studio is full.
Are you still holding mine for me? I'm just kidding.
Yes, I do. Actually, I brought a piece for you today, and it was too hot to transport it. So 93 was a little warm for transportation.
Yes, Oregon has a 93-degree day after how many days of rain?
Yeah.
So we're like, we're basking in it. So we do have Kathy on the line, so let's get Kathy here. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You got your. I got to get Jeff to put his earbud in so he can hear you. Just a second. And so I'm going to have you two talk about, how do we want to start this off? Let's have Jeff talk about the painting that he did for you. And for anyone that, again, is in the chat room or able to get to the chat room, I can't post pictures on the Blog Talk chat, but please, please, please go over to the Heart and Soul Radio chat. I will paste a connection to the Heart and Soul one for you guys. There is a picture of Kathy's painting along with a photo that they're going to tell you about. So if you're in the chat room, please go to the picture that has a photo attached to it. Okay. Now it's all you guys. Go.
Hi, Jeff.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, Jeff, talk about the painting that you did for her.
Okay. I met with Kathy. She wanted to have a piece done, and we'd talked about it when we'd met before in a group, and finally she said, okay, I'm ready to have this image made. And we met for coffee and we talked for a while, and it was really strange. I went home and it was almost like this piece came over me, and hers came really easy. I had no idea what it was going to be, but it just came out, and I kept looking at it and thinking,
so cool.
Really? Am I done already? And so then I played around and I was like, no, this is it. And I didn't understand it. And then Kathy will have to tell the story about what happened when she saw the image.
Okay, Kathy. So that there you go. You get the image. And
yeah,
then
okay,
what happened?
So, well, when Jeff and I were talking at the coffee shop, I kept trying to show him a picture of my sister who has passed away. And I don't know if Jeff remembers, I'm pretty dweeby with cell phones. I just can't quite get it right. So I couldn't bring the picture up, and so the thing that was on the screen was 11/26. That was the time. And then it hit me really, really hard. That's her birthday, 11/26. So I never did show him the picture. So when I saw what he had drawn, I just kept bugging me. I'm like, man, that's familiar. That is so familiar. What is that, you know? And then I came across this really old, like 30-year photograph of us at Christmas one year. And my sister is the one that's in red, kind of looking in towards me. I'm the one in the middle. And it just seemed to me like it's almost a mirror image of her head tilt, and her hair is very similar. And she died when she was 23. She died way too young. And we were really close when she was alive, and I just always felt she's been around me. So I just thought, you know, it's just really cool.
Yeah. It's amazing. And when you were telling me that story earlier, that's why I had Kathy call in. She was sharing her experience with her painting with me earlier, and it was giving me chills. And I'm like, can you just call in and share that? Because I think it's amazing how these paintings, these portraits touch the people that are receiving them. I mean, when I got mine, it wasn't anything that I was expecting. And it was like, I couldn't quit looking at it. And it's not just because it looked like Nicolas Cage, but...
That had a help.
It did help. Yeah. It helped. But yeah, it hangs in my office. And I've had clients sit there talking to me, and it hangs above basically my head if I'm with a client. And I've had them look up and go, who is that? And why is he staring at me? I'm like, that's my guide. And he's probably checking you out to make sure you're okay. No. But he definitely helps set the energy of my office, and it's something I look at every day. So, you know, it's an amazing gift to give yourself to have one of these done. And, you know, I know we have quite a few people listening here. If you get a chance, I think you should contact Jeff and find out what it would take to have one done for yourself. For anyone that is just joining, I have Jeff Hall, who does intuitive paintings of your guides, and I have links in the Facebook chat room, Heart and Soul Radio chat, and if you're in Blog Talk chat, I have a link to that chat room in there, so you guys can see the paintings. It's not something that you can really describe, I don't think. What do you think, Kathy? It's hard to describe them sometimes, just because they're so unique.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to describe. And I know, like, when we were just sitting across from each other, I didn't see what he was drawing. He was just drawing on his tablet and stuff. And so I missed the first.
It turns
part
out he's not
thing.
Drawing I'm, anything. No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't
it
know.
It takes
I guess
the pressure away.
And,
yeah, it makes you think he's doing something, but he's not.
I missed the first part of the show. I'm going to have to go back and listen because I wanted to know his process. But yeah, with just when I met Jeff at at one or two of your psychic gatherings. And I just really felt that he totally had the ability to do this. I didn't know that he wasn't already doing this kind of stuff. So I think it's great. And I think it's great that it helps him with his regular art as well. So
yeah. And I think we all agreed at the last big event that we did that he needs to be doing some oracle cards with his art.
Oh,
and
he
you brought it.
Make
you were the one that brought him the deck of that.
The soul
that
card.
Similar. Yeah. He doesn't need words. He doesn't. He just needs his art. And you just look at the art and you know your message. And it's amazing. So hopefully you guys are all, if you're not in a place where you can look at these links, please get there at some point so that you can click on the links and see the art and you know, you get the experience with that. Okay, so I'm not letting you go, Kathy. You're kind of fun to have on the phone with us. So hang in there.
Okay.
Okay. So we got Kelly in the chat room, and Kelly is asking, Jeff, what do you do when someone is surrounded by more than one guide? That's a good question.
Well, if more than one comes in,
you start swatting them away.
No, I just add them in.
Oh, we got a really good example of this. Hold on. I'm going to get that up for you, Kelly. I'm going to pull it in here. That would be, where'd it go? Is it this one? No. Oh, that one. Jeff's helping me. So right below Kelly's post in the chat room, we just posted one of his guide pictures, and there's multiple things going on in that. You'll be able to, you'll see more of what we're talking about if you spend some time looking at this particular guide portrait. It's amazing. So,
Tracy.
Are we allowed to share who that one was for?
I will just say the first name to protect people's privacy. So this one is for Wendy.
Nice.
Yeah, there's lots going on in there. Different images, and it's just...
So these things turned out to be personal for the person who's getting them done, and I don't always know what's going on, and so I have to ask them what's going on. I wasn't aware that I was painting Kathy's sister. I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have saw him over here, Kathy, when you were telling that story. He's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know she was trying to send me that picture. So, yeah, it's amazing how spirit will work with us and what you know, it's just more confirmation that there's so much more to this world than what meets the eye, you know, and to expand our minds and open up to all of that. And I'm just making sure I didn't miss anybody else's questions. We do have another caller on the line, and if that caller has a question, can you please press the number? I believe it's the number 1. Will tell me you have a question, and if you do, I'll bring you on the line, and you can ask Jeff questions. So, okay, so I'm going to go ahead and bring you on. And, okay, caller, you're on the air. Who are we talking with?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, can you hear us?
Yes. Tracy,
okay.
Jeff, hello. This is Mike Hoffert.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, Tracy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How fun to have you call in. You're here to harass Jeff, which makes it even better.
Oh, my gosh. Once I heard that if more guides come in than just one, I was just going, oh, my God, incredible.
Yeah.
So I was just curious. I might have missed it. How much does it cost to have this done, Jeff?
Thanks, Mike. That was a great question.
Or is there a set cost?
I charge $175, and that gets you an 8x10 printout. It could be on paper. You never know what it's going to be. I use recycled materials. Right now I'm playing with printing on metal. So that also gets you a digital file that's for your use only, not to sell to anyone else, please, because I am an artist. This is how I make my living.
How is Heath makes it?
I think there's whiskey in this water, Tracy. What's going on?
Well, if you guys haven't figured out, I put whiskey in the water at this point, but that's why I gave you the
didn't get
the
any in my water.
Print at your own risk. So, yeah. So you go into more detail when you give them, like you give them the portrait, and you will sit with them and share with them about it, right? Yeah. So you get to talk to him prior to him working on the art. Then he does the art for you. He either prints that out, or it's actually in some form of what's the best way to put that, organic form of. Something that you've created it with, and then he'll sit and tell you his process of how he created it for you. So that's actually quite a screaming deal, I think, because that's a lot of time.
Sometimes messages are coming in. So not for everybody. Sometimes it's a visual message and they understand it and I don't. And a lot of times you tell me what's going on. So it's really good for me as well. I learn things. Like I learned from Kathy today.
Yeah.
It's a confirmation.
Yeah. So definitely something to look at getting done. So,
I've never heard about this before, and I think it's really awesome. So
it is. Are you in the chat room? Are you able to see the pictures?
No, I'm trying to navigate through all this stuff. And to be honest with you, I was hitting call and nothing was happening. Then I realized dial it in. So I'm just kind of navigating to figure it out. And once I can, boy, I would love to look at those pictures. This really intrigues me a lot.
Okay, I'm going to tag you in the chat room at Facebook. And we'll get you, if you look for that tag on your Facebook, then that will get you into our chat. Okay, because you're already part of the chat room. So
yes.
So I did that for you. So then you can go and check out his websites and his art and some of the bigger pictures that we were posting as we go. And because once you start looking at some of this stuff, you'll be like, oh my gosh, what would come up if you did mine? I'm telling you, you're going to want to know. So.
was maybe my next question, if I may.
Sure.
Jeff, do you ever draw spirit guides and then just get so impressed, not necessarily with your own drawing, but about what comes through?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, more and more. The more I get into it, because I'm accepting it now. At first, I was like, I'm not sure. And now it's like, I'm really into it. It's getting better and better.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate your time. Jeff, thank you. Tracy, hugs. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
thanks
sounds
for calling,
great.
Mike.
Bye, Mike.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, but we still have Kathy to pick on.
Yeah.
Correct. Oh, sorry. Was that an evil laugh? Didn't mean it. No.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay. We're still picking on you. Yeah, and I also appreciate you sharing your information and your story, because it's so significant and it helps everyone to hear it. Did you say you had a question?
I did. The one that you had up, do I see a bird on his shoulder and perhaps
mm-hmm.
a snake? Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Wow, that's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And for those
and
of you who aren't in the chat room, I'm going to try and explain, or maybe you could try and explain what this looks like. It looks like there's an elderly man, and it's kind of a circular body shape to it, but then there's like this infant and a bird and other faces that might appear throughout the image. And it's done with like white and black and gray and gold, and I don't know what other colors might be popping out there, but it's just amazing to me. The more I look at it, the more I see. That one I could probably stare at for hours and keep finding different things. It's amazing. So, yeah. How would you describe this?
Well, I would say that Wendy, who I did this piece for, got a spirit animal, and it was a mockingbird, which I thought was, and it just came to me. It's like, this is a mockingbird. I'm like, well, okay, weird.
What's this up there?
It's
it looks almost like a bear or a jaguar. Or
I don't always know. They just come in. Spirit comes into my work, and I'm like, well, how did that get there?
Yeah, there's so many things in this one. It's like I could sit there and go, so what's this one? It almost looks like you have a duck right here. And then, we could play with this one for a while. But, it's just amazing. And, you know, I've had people draw things for me before in the past. When I do sessions with them, I'll have them draw. My thing is to have them draw a tree. And then I look at the tree and I look for what they might put in it subconsciously. And I can see where that just happens with you constantly with how you're doing this. And one time with a gentleman I had drawing a tree, he actually wrote the word mom in his tree limb with the way he squiggled it. And I said, is your mom here? Or she passed? And she was passed. And
oh, wow.
He had wrote her name into the tree. And then we're all like tearing up. And it was, you know, you get that confirmation that his mother was around, and that was her way of letting him know that she was there. And it was really cool. So spirit just does amazing things. And
they're definitely multidimensional. More dimensions are coming through, so they're layered on each other. I work in layers anyway, but I feel that that's really important. We can have a discussion about dimensions, but multiple dimensions, if I can say that, come through. I'm noticing that it's sometimes it's really hard for me to articulate. That's why I prefer to paint or draw, but it's
I'm challenging Jeff
it's
today
just
on the show.
There's a lot going on, by the way. For anyone, Tracy is a busy woman. Things are flying fast, and when you have an earpiece in your ear, you're getting a slight delay, so you're hearing double talk going on. So it's like the voice is in my head.
I double talk all the time.
Anyway, so, she's awesome.
So Debbie's got a question for us here in the chat room. Let's go to the break room. I'm ready for a cup of coffee. Okay, so it says, Jeff, how do you do it when the person isn't able to meet you in person, which so many ways to do that. So
we can have a phone call and chat over the phone. Probably Skype would be the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nice to get a visual.
Yeah.
There's something about it. So for me, there's an energy transference, and I'm sure.
Debbie, I don't think he has a big enough piece of paper to do yours. I'm not sure. Talk about multiple beings. I'm sure that you'd get a busy piece of paper.
Debbie needs a city.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be your new thing.
I'm available for commissions on the side of buildings and
Yeah. Rent a wall somewhere, Debbie, and he'll paint yours. So all right. So Skype, do you do like FaceTime or any of those?
Sure. Yeah.
Skype, Facebook FaceTime. Has video. There's so many ways to connect now, and it makes it so much easier. So that's a wonderful question, and I'm glad that we're able to make sure everyone knows no matter where you are, you could still get one of these. And now when you, they are digital.
They are digital files, yes.
They are digital files, so he can send you a digital file, and then they get like a hard copy that you can mail. So, you know, if you live, you know, in Europe or something like that, you want one, you can get one. You can just mail it to Europe, but you'll get your digital file right away. It's awesome.
So it's instant gratification, you know.
Yes.
Everybody wants instant gratification.
That's what we're all about.
Yeah. It usually takes me, it can take me anywhere from a few days to a couple of weeks to get things done. Occasionally it takes longer. I have to say with Wendy's, it took longer. It came pretty fast in the beginning, but then I started getting caught up in what's going on in the details because I was as curious as anyone else to what was happening.
Yeah.
And fortunately, she's very patient.
I'm cracking up at Kelly here. She said that she'll get a hold of you and you better have plenty of paper. So, and hello, Tina. Thank you for joining us. And Tina's reminding me that people sometimes join us halfway through the show and don't really know what's going on yet in the show. So I am interviewing Jeff Hall, who is an artist that not only does his regular art, but he also does portraits of your guides. And we have, if you can join us over in the Facebook chat room, that is at Facebook Heart and Soul Radio Chat, and join us over there and we will hopefully get you in. If you're, it's private group, so you have to ask to join, and hopefully I believe I have somebody there that's watching for you guys to ask to join so that I don't have to do it. And get yourself over there. You can watch, see all the pictures, the portraits that we are posting that Jeff has done. We have Kathy on the line, who is one of the people that Jeff did a portrait for, and she was telling us about her experience with that as well. And so you might hear Kathy jump in on there with us every once in a while as well, because I won't let her hang up because I'm codependent with Kathy. So,
it's tri-dependent today.
Tri-dependent.
Yes. If that's a word.
Hey, and Michael made it over to the chat room, so now he gets to see the art, and I'm guessing that he's blown away. So. But yes, if you guys don't get a chance to do that until later, please don't forget, go over there and check it out and see the art. So
I do have a quick story. Most people are really kind of blown away and they're impressed with what they get. I did, however, have one person, I made this piece for her. It took forever to make the piece and she,
which one? I'm going to post it. No,
no. I'm not going to show that piece.
I don't have it.
I could. Well, actually, yeah, we don't have that. Sorry. This is really hard on radio.
Tell a different story.
I want to tell the story. I'll find it and post it if I can. It should be on here somewhere. But anyway, it wasn't that she didn't like it. It's she said, she's talking to me.
Oh.
And she didn't like what she was saying because she was trying to get her to make a change.
Oh. And
so she didn't want to know. She didn't want to change.
Oh, that's.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. She's like, I like it, but she's talking to me. And at first I'm thinking, okay, well, that's interesting that she's talking.
Yeah.
And I was really proud of it. I liked that piece. I spent a lot of time, but it kind of freaked her out. So, well, you know, that can
happen.
They're
powerful. They
yeah,
are powerful.
So it's one of those things where it's very personal and most people like theirs the best. It's funny how that works.
Because mine is
the best. For you. Yeah, it's for you.
I'm sure that Kathy is wishing hers
mine,
you know. So I'm gonna post one here. I'm just gonna put it in there and you're gonna tell me a story around that particular. I don't know why it did that to us. There we go. This one to me it kind of looks almost like military or
so
what's going on with that picture?
This is a warrior
person.
And so it's really weird because very androgynous, very balanced, not male or female particularly.
Yeah.
Obviously not from this planet.
Yes.
And so it was really funny because the person it was for loved it and went, yeah, because,
Because I'm not
from this
planet.
Yeah.
Now I know whose that one is. So, yeah, so that's a very, again, another captivating piece where you could just look at that and just pull so much energy off of it. And the colors that go into it, the intensity.
It was an early piece for me, and I got to admit, it did freak me out a little bit when I was like, whoa, where did that come from?
Yeah. Did you say something, Kathy?
Oh, I see more faces on top. I don't know if you guys see some more faces in there.
Okay, I'm pulling it up bigger to see. I always see more faces in a lot of this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost as if they're, like, this is just the front person of a whole large army.
Mm,
you know,
yeah.
Lots of images there. And very, yeah, again, very intense and definitely not of this world. Look at the eyes on that. It's but very much a protector energy, but not not somebody that's harmful, you know, not somebody to be scared of. It's definitely a feeling of protection and a feeling of this person's not going to let any harm come. So it's really cool. So I love it. So you were going to talk about the multi-dimension. Now you got me tripping. So let's talk dimensions. What happens to you when you go through doing the art? You feel like you're moving through those dimensions when you're seeing the different things come in? Or
I do. And it, for me, like I said, it's a more of a feeling. It's a knowing. It's a feeling and a knowing. Things are starting to get stronger with me. And my intuitive nature is getting a little better coming through. But I was told that it's my job to bring them through. They don't always, because they don't really have a body. So I'm doing an interpretation. So it means something to the person who's getting it. And I don't always know what that is until later on. Sometimes it comes out, you know, it comes out in the end when I talk with the person who gets the piece, but it's,
yeah,
as I'm doing it, I don't always know. It's like I'm a vehicle.
So that's got to be just as exciting for you to sit down
with
the person you just did this.
Oh, yeah,
for.
I love that.
They,
yeah,
get to see their piece, yeah, and you get to find out what the story,
yeah,
is. And, yeah, that sounds like a lot.
And so
of
that's
fun.
Why Skype and FaceTime are great, because you can do that. Even talking on the phone, but, you know, you can look,
yeah,
at the piece and talk about it. And,
yeah. And Michael's on here saying, do we know that world? Oh, what world? No, I don't know that we do know what world, but you know what? I bet you if we regress the person that was for, we could find out. And that's me talking about my stuff now. But yeah, I think that the person that this was created for would probably know that world, knowing her. So that's fun. And Linda, hello. Thank you for showing up. You get to hear some of the show. So hopefully you're caught up on what's going on with the show here, Linda. I know you're coming in late. And so I'm just going to recap real quick for everybody. Jeff paints your spirit guide, and the pictures in the chat room here and the links are links to his work and pictures of his work. And so should I find another one to talk about? We've got so many here to choose from here. So tell me which one would you like me to post next?
Tracy, can I just break in for 1 second?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said that he does your spirit guide. What's interesting is I asked for who's around me. And so it may not be your spirit guide, you know? So, like,
oh, very
for me, it was
true.
My sister, who I don't necessarily know is my spirit guide, but, I, you know, she's,
yeah,
around me. Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I forgot that you did ask that question. I was in the moment, you know, I remembered that, but after it's sort of like double echo.
He gets an echo. It's fun to watch him.
I'm having fits over here because everything I say is repeated back in my ear. So anyway, so I'll take that piece out.
You did mute your phone, right? Okay. Anyway, so sorry, Jeff's cracking me up. This is why it's not good to have your guest sit right next to you. Okay. So we're going to put up another picture. And I think out of those three, which one would you want?
Put up this one.
Okay. I love that one. Okay. So Jeff's going to talk to us about this picture. And we'll try and describe it to those of you who are listening but can't be in the chat room. So can you kind of describe this picture to the audience and then kind of what went into that?
Sure. So this image came very quickly to me. And it was a little like a young monk image.
Yeah, it does look like a young monk.
And what's funny is the person who it's for is very gregarious and outgoing. And this monk was silent and quiet. And I thought, oh, that is so strange.
That still
but
doesn't fit.
It was such a joy for me to create. I really love this piece too. And it just,
yeah.
The color came out. And that person really loves color.
I just feel very peaceful looking
yeah.
at this one. And it's, again, it looks like an image of a younger child. It's like the sun is almost just gracing the face of this child. This child's looking down. And it just feels very peaceful. The colors, the soft face, the whole thing. And, you know, I love how, I mean, I've changed so much in this line of work. Before, I would look at an image of something and I'd be like, yeah, okay, it's a kid. Now it's like I just take in so much more and I realize how much of the energy of the artist is in these pieces. And I've never been able to look at art the same way after becoming more in tune with what's going on, what goes into it. And of course, having artist friends to share what they put into their work, it just changes how you look at any art piece. So,
well, as an artist, the worst comment you can say to me is nice. Really, give me, I would rather have you say, you know, I hate that piece. It really bothers me.
Because then you
that
know
means
custom.
That I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah. So, you know, something visceral, it's got to happen that way for me. I do some very calming things, and I think that is a calming piece.
Yeah.
But,
and Beth loves it.
Yeah. So she needed it at the time.
Yeah.
So there's another piece on there that's...
You want me to pull up another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a similar piece where the person it was for... The person that it was for was a remote. I had met them one time, and just from the energy of meeting them once, I was able to do a piece commissioned by her aunt. So.
Oh, I'll see if you had sent it to me, and then you can let me know. Where are you? Apparently, I'm busy in the chat here. Okay, so as we both get quiet on you guys, Kathy can fill in the blanks for us. Is it any of these?
Jeff, can I talk to Jeff? Jeff, can you tell me about, I said you're busy, the little rose image towards the bottom of my painting?
Oh, yeah,
you
yours does have a rose in it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that came from. I was just compelled to put it there.
Huh.
I think it's an energy thing. And we really haven't talked about this yet, but you are supposed to be doing something else, and you're not doing it yet. And that's sort of an energy ball maybe telling you that time to get on with it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't want to get personal, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Tracy's always on me.
That's why we're all just sitting here giggling the inside joke here. No, you're getting there. You're getting so close that it's going to be we're all going to celebrate with you. So
I'll be on your show.
Yes, that's right. And we'll be telling your story.
Okay.
All right. What are we going to do next here? Okay. And we're bringing up another piece here. Jeff's going to describe it to us. And then if you're in the chat room, of course, that's going to be there for you to view. And for those of you who are not, he's going to describe it. Oh, that one's crazy.
That one is crazy. And guess what?
I hope that was a compliment.
Yeah. I don't know who that's for.
Oh, this is one of the mystery ones.
Uh-huh.
There are so many faces
mm-hmm.
in there.
There's
yeah.
a lot going on there.
Wow.
So if you respond to that piece, give me a holler and let me know if it's something that resonates with you.
Right. Wow.
I was at a hospital with a friend. I was in the waiting room, and they were having the fun colonoscopy.
Awesome.
So, you know,
yeah,
way more fun
like
for me in the waiting
time.
Room than being in the other room. And and it was an older hospital in Portland, and I just started drawing. And
wow.
This older nurse with the old hat, the old style cap, like kind of like Nurse Ratched in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, came through. But she didn't have the same disposition as Nurse Ratched. And it was this amazing, loving woman that came through. I don't know where it came from. Obviously, it's somebody who had worked in the hospital or been there previous time. But I kept that for me.
Wow.
Because I felt like it came through, you know.
That one was yours.
It was for me. And it's sort of like when I felt like giving up or maybe something wasn't working right. Because this has been a whole process trying to nail it down because it's not a concrete thing, which makes it more fun for me. I'm finally accepting, which is what happens. You finally go, okay, well, I'm going this direction.
Yeah.
So it was a confirmation.
It finally becomes your new normal.
Yeah, it was a confirmation. Yeah. So things, orbs are starting to come in.
Very fun.
Very fun, yeah.
So this one image in this almost looks like a cyborg. You see it? It's got like a yellow eye and then, that one. And so it's a face and it's got one eye is like yellow with the black pupil and then the other eye looks normal. And it just kind of jumps out at me like it's
creepy looking.
But it is, but it's more intense.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and then this image that kind of comes in below it. If anybody's seen Guardians of the Galaxy, it reminds me of Groot. I love that little tree guy. He's so funny. I am Groot. And so if you've seen that, you know that means way more than just I am Groot. It's hilarious.
Yes. That was done pre-Groot, I got to tell you. That,
yeah.
That was done before that show, which I've seen both, and I love them both.
They are. They're great. So I would almost just feel like he is tree people is what comes to mind when I look at him. He's like tree people. And then you've got this image kind of fading off behind the cyborg one that is another face. That one kind of reminds me of Kiss, the band. So it's like, it looks like there's some dark lipstick going on, some like makeup over the eye. And this person looks like they're going to start singing. So it's there's just so much to see in these. And Kathy, what are you seeing in this?
I see a red dragon. I see the face on the top right corner, the head, kind of swirling around. All of, yeah.
Wow.
I just caught that.
Yeah. And see, this is what's amazing about this art is the parts that jump out are, you know, you're going to see what you need to see. Just like when you go to a reading and you hear what you're supposed to hear. I've had readings where I said something and the person got all excited and they repeated something that was so far off from what I said. And I was just thinking, do I correct that or let that go? They heard what they needed to hear. And it was almost comical because it was so far off from what I said. And yet she was so excited. She's like, you nailed it. That's exactly it. And I'm like, okay. So, anyways, it's kind of the same thing here, though. When you're looking at these pieces, you're getting what you need to get from them. So, again, pretty amazing stuff. And we've got everybody in the chat room being Groot now.
We are Groot.
Yeah, I took Mom to that yesterday, so now she understands when we make fun of Groot what that means. Not that we're making fun of him. We just say, I am Groot. And now she gets that it can mean anything.
Don't get me started on movies because I can go on forever about that. But, yeah, Baby Groot's awesome.
Baby Groot's very awesome.
Groot's awesome.
So Michael is seeing a non-human face under the very visible face. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, definitely. Not of this planet.
Not of this planet. And, Michael, you'll have an eye for that. I think you're going to start really developing that eye for that. So keep doing it. That's a good job. Another thing to do for those who are enjoying finding the faces within the I don't know, whatever you call it. Take pictures of plants. Take pictures of trees. Because you can look at a tree and not see it, but if you take a picture of it and then look at the picture, you'll see the faces in there. And so, Michael, that would be a good one for you to do, too, getting familiar with the faces among us, because they're everywhere. They're in the sky. They're in the trees. They're everywhere. So, all right. Do we have any more that we want to share? I think there was another one. Oh, I know which one. It was this one.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's a strange piece.
Okay. Yes, we're going to agree that this is a strange piece. Again, probably not of this world. So, and, you know, I'm going to confirm that there's a lot of guides coming in right now that are not of this world. And, you know, we have our angels, we have our loved ones, we have our guides that have had lifetimes on this earth plane. But as we raise our vibration, we are starting to get in tune with some of the guides that can come in that are not of this earth plane and that are coming from other dimensions and other realities that are benevolent. And they're here to help us and here to work with us in our transition of evolving. So, okay, what do you got here?
I haven't seen this piece for a while, but looking at it now, I was just at the UFO festival in McMinnville this weekend, and it kind of looks like some of the people that
it does,
were in the parade. Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's kind of fun for me to see things I haven't seen for a while, and I'm...
So what we're looking at is an image of, again, kind of a gender-neutral image, and there's long golden hair mixed with some sprigs of red in there, a third eye that is actually an eyeball, and just this energy that comes off of this being that is it's just magnificent. It's there's a lot of hair up top.
It's almost like Cousin It hair.
Yes, it is. Top. It's kind of like Cousin It hair, but like,
I'm not sure if I want to shag or if I want to grow my hair long.
Okay, you guys got to see this one. It's hilarious. It is kind of a 70s look going on here or something.
Very 70s and yellow colors, which are really not usually in my palette.
Yeah. Well, and yellow's in the, I believe in the auras, yellow is intellect and bringing in knowledge. And with that third eye. Yeah, you're just bringing it in. So did this one have a person?
That did not have a person.
That one did not have a person. Huh. So we have this beautiful guide wandering around out there without a person, if anyone would like to claim it. So, all right, we've got chatterboxes here going on. And oh, David Bowie.
that's it does look Bowie-esque, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we've got...
I am a Bowie fan, so I'm live.
Oh, yeah, see? Yeah. See, you were channeling in Bowie. All right. Oh, and Elizabeth saying reminds me of a certain singer that passed last year.
Yeah.
Yep. Enjoying the yellows. Yep. Is there green in that? Oh, there is.
There's a little yellow green. Yellow green in there.
Yeah. All right, Linda, I see it. Okay.
Good eye, Linda.
Very good. Awesome. So let's tell people again, how do they find you to get one of these done?
So you can go to my Facebook, if you would like, facebook.com/allowthelightspiritimages. You can find me, if you want to email me, that's a good way to do it. It's cafejeff@coho.net. So it's cafejeff@coho.net. And then just tell me in the tagline, angel or spirit guides, because I get a lot of spam mail. So
yeah,
you know, I'm
the same way. And if it's, I don't open it if I don't know who this is. So unless there's something indicating why you're writing me, then it's a good chance I'm going to miss your email. And Tina's confirming, yes, there are new guides. She had some beautiful ones coming through today when I did her ascension reading. And, if I were talented like Jeff, I could probably paint some things. Hey, I got to talk to Bigfoot the other day, by the way. Talk about other dimensional beings finally breaking through and making contact with us. So one of the people I was doing a reading for, the female Bigfoot came through. They apparently don't really like that name. But, you know, and it was more to do with messages for the person in the chair. So, you know, it's like people, I said that to somebody and they're like, oh, what did Bigfoot say? I said, well, it was their reading. So it was for them. But it was really fun to have that energy come in. And it was so gentle and so soft. It was just like this total calm and feeling protected and safe with that energy in the room. It was amazing. So if you guys are doing a lot of readings or tuning in or meditating, you know, start inviting some of that to show up for you. It's amazing to have that done. Okay. So we got JeffreyHallArt.com.
That's my regular website for my regular art, which is starting to have things come into it. So
it's amazing, you guys. And I have these links up in the Facebook chat room. But for those of you that are not at the Heart and Soul Radio chat and Facebook, you know, if you would like to get a hold of Jeff, these are the ways to do it. So that might be an easier one to remember is the JeffreyHallArt.com. And that'll get you to his regular art. And you can look up what he's doing there, and Cafe Jeff at coho.net. And we got 3 minutes left. What do we want to talk about for 3 minutes?
Uh-oh.
We could talk about Kathy.
We could. She's
yeah.
not here. Oh,
she is still here. Well, there she is. So, Kathy.
We should talk about Jeff doing some tarot cards, some of the oracle cards.
Yes, we want Jeff to do the oracle cards, and again, he doesn't even have to write anything out. It just,
take a look at.
So,
hey, have people on your chat here take a look at the soul cards because they're really cool. They don't have words; the images spark something in you. It just
yeah. So I'm going to ask you guys an off question, off topic. We have so much new energy coming in. And I posted in my Facebook about the amount of, they call it the Schumann resonance. And it started off at 7.83 Hertz in 1954. That's when it was discovered. This is the energy being put off by the planet. We are up to 90 Hertz. And the video that talks about it says that we are in a state of insight at 40, and we're at 90. So
wow.
I just want to know, are you guys experiencing this? Are you experiencing some new insights, some new levels, some new psychic abilities? What's going on for you, Jeff?
Oh, definitely. Things are coming in all the time now. I kind of feel like when I was around you in the beginning, it was very intimidating because you got all these things in.
I don't intimidate them anymore. So dang it!
Well, you're fun at the same time. But being in some of your workshops, the energy that a few of us get when we're together creates a vortex.
It does.
And so I always feel like I'm the weak link in the chain, and now I'm not feeling so weak anymore.
Yay.
It's a good energy. It's sort of a kind of empowering, we need to be together because we're all in this together.
Yeah.
It's a we instead of me, me, me.
Awesome. What about you, Kathy?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel the speed up of things. Things are just going faster and faster, and I feel like towards something. I don't know, for me, towards something. So
yeah.
I can't really say other than that. You know, I do things for myself. I haven't done things out there for other people yet. That's another step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
Wonderful. Like Jeff. Just like Jeff, who thought he could do nothing.
And now you know better. And that's my job, is to help you guys know better and to know that we're all capable of bringing these vibrations in and these levels of intuition and all kinds of the gifts, the healing energy, the whole gamut. So Debbie is saying that the Schumann has been higher than 90. I don't know if she means currently it is. It was reported at 90 on Easter, so it probably is higher. And on that note, you guys, go do some research around it. Go find out some more stuff about it and see how it's affecting you and how it's affecting the people around you. Because not everybody's smiling about it, let me tell you. So, all right, wonderful. I will see you guys all again next week right back here Monday night, 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye. Oh, thank you, Jeff, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Bye-bye, guys.